B-Pod Studios.
Guess what day it is?
Today is Veterans Day.
It's an opportunity for us to thank all those who've served our country.
Thank you for your service.
Today we honor all the brave men and women.
Every service in every branch.
Thank you for your service.
Who have served and are still serving in the United States Armed Forces.
Thank you for your service.
Hey, Veterans Day. Take care of this guy.
Today is Veterans Day.
Because of your protection, we are able to enjoy the freedoms of our beautiful country.
We salute you.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes. 11-11.
Happy Veterans Day to you, Bob.
Thank you, LBF.
Thank you for your service.
That. Like I always say, if you see a veteran today, you buy him a cup of coffee.
Whoops.
Boy.
Yeah.
There's a place around here somewhere.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Maybe later. No, thank you.
It's good. Yeah. No. I enjoy your stories about your service.
Some of the best years of my life.
Yes, I know why.
Yeah.
He was stationed in Italy.
You know. I took the oath.
Oh, I know.
My life was on the line
at any
given time.
Especially if you date some Italian's daughter.
Well,
right? Yeah.
That's why I only dated British women.
Right.
Tell you that.
You didn't want that kind of combat.
They were hungry. did I say that right now?
Yeah, you did.
They were. That's right. The way to a British girl's heart is definitely through her tummy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
when I was stationed there, there were a lot of British women would come to work in the bars and, you know.
Would you just buy him fries and be like, that's it?
To bring him over.
Sure thing. That one likes poutine.
Yeah, there you go. They were hungry. Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. You have a bone to pick with me. You want to pick it or you want to wait? Go ahead.
I'll pick it.
Go ahead.
I have a bone to pick with you, even on this Veterans Day, because I just logged on to Instagram and I see this incredibly delicious looking parfait posted by one Bob Bronson.
Mm-hmm.
Describing it as I made some delicious butterscotch pudding.
Yes.
So Bob Bronson sweetness. And I are the only two people who like butterscotch pudding. In fact, it's one of the first things I discovered about Bob.
Yeah.
And I remembered it. And I guess, Bob, you didn't remember it because I didn't see any brought in for me.
You know, here's the thing. I kind of forgot that you were
not kind of
a butterscotch follower or lover.
Aficionado.
Lover.
Yeah, I even told you about my favorite ice cream.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. So, I made it Sunday. There's not a lot
left. Which means you had Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday to bring it in.
That didn't. So, LBF.
What?
I know there was a certain meat pie that we heard a lot about that.
Yeah,
I never didn't bring that in.
No, you didn't.
Well, I remember how there was so much of it too.
Meat pie.
Yeah,
Dave.
Like, there was so much meat pie.
I can relate.
That was because of the corona, because we were very nervous back then. We weren't sure that food would carry it.
Yeah.
That's why. But now we know.
Yeah, we just got.
Now we've done the research.
Now that we've done the research,
you're like, we're not taking any.
I was not going to take any chances.
All right, next time I make butterscotch pudding, I will bring it in a parfait glass.
I think the worst part of it is that you didn't remember. I thought we were better than that, Bob.
Well,
I thought we had a better relationship.
I confess.
Yeah,
I
forgot.
Butterscotch.
I mean, if I made butterscotch pudding, the first person I would think of is you.
Mm.
But nah, I guess it's not mutual, I know where I stand.
Okay.
So.
I will make it up to you. You will have the next batch of butterscotch.
Okay. It's not the same.
Whipped cream and nutmeg on top.
Fine.
It was delicious.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's brought to you by Riviera University. Transform your future with a flexible, affordable online degree from Riviera University. Choose from programs in business, nursing, psychology, and public health. Which one of those did you pick, LBF? Nursing, business, psychology, and public
health. Psychology.
Yeah, I could see you do that.
Yep.
Learn more today. Well, you should. You can learn more today at RivieraRadio.com.
Okay.
What do you got that's so cool?
If you are a late night snacker, I have some cool news for you.
Boy.
How about some butterscotch, though, as a late-night dessert?
Butterscotch pudding, yes.
It was really good. Next time I make that, I'm
going to
bring you some.
Bob and I are fighting because he made butterscotch pudding and didn't bring in some for me because he knows I love it.
Wow. Pudding fight.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Next time.
All right, Brian.
All right, I've got the spirit of Christmas, fixing potholes.
Oh.
Wow, that was crazy. One man's mission,
yeah.
Right? Okay, it's Veterans Day today. Yes, it is. I've got some really good perks for the veterans. So I'll share them with you. You share them with them, and maybe they'll share them with you.
What?
Some of the snacks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. All right. I lost my way there. All right. So if you've been told your whole life, you know, late night snacking, once on the lips, forever on the hips. Wrong.
Yeah.
Yep, new research finds that cutting off food consumption earlier in the day does not boost weight loss.
Wow.
So they, these people were able to lose weight and lower their blood pressure by eating healthy meals over 12 weeks, regardless of what time they ate, which goes against the common belief that late night snacking causes weight gain. It's probably what you're snacking
on. But they were eating healthy meals.
Yes.
Yeah,
if you're snacking on like carrots, no big deal.
Right.
But if you know you're stuffing your face with Doritos, perhaps that's not going to help you.
Yeah, no.
But if you are hungry at night, grab a healthy snack and you'll be okay.
Then that's good to know. Calories in, calories out. Isn't that what they say?
I love calories in.
Yeah, it's
calories
out.
Calories
in is the hard part. Okay, Brian Bell.
All right, you may have seen this out of North Attleboro, the North Attleboro Police. Actually posted these potholes that someone had filled in with dirt and little tiny Christmas trees.
Oh, cute.
Well, they finally figured out who it was. It was Kevin Martin, and here's why he did it.
Ended up with four flat tires and had to leave the car there. I just, you know, I kind of was fed up. I needed to make sure that it got fixed one way or another. I know I'm not the only person that has gotten flat tires from that area.
So he just put little Christmas trees.
He planted Christmas trees in the potholes that...
Wow.
Flattened all four of his tires. He had to leave the car. Now, he said he's tried to call about the potholes. He can't, you know, the DPW says it's the Department of Transportation, and these guys say it's this guy.
Bureaucracy.
Run around, huh?
They also say it's extremely dangerous. It's a Route 1, you know, it's right in the middle of Route 1 down in North Attleboro. They don't recommend doing that, but they... Allegedly, they're being repaired as we speak.
They know where to find them.
So there you go.
They know where to find them. Look for the little trees.
Yeah. So nice job, Kevin Martin.
Hey, good for him. He sounded a lot like Bill Belichick. Didn't he have that just that first when
he's
he
angry.
Ended up with four flat tires and had to leave the car there?
That's Bill Belichick.
On to Christmas.
Are you sure? Yeah. Okay, happy Veterans Day to the veterans. It was 102 years ago today, World War I ended on the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You didn't know that?
No.
11, 11, 11. It's armistice. So that's when it was.
I really should have paid attention in high school.
Yeah, well, it's never too late.
Wow.
So there are some perks for and freebies. I'll run just a few down. Buffalo Wild Wings, 10 free boneless wings and fries. For veterans, Denny's offering all active, inactive military personnel complimentary build-your-own Grand Slam breakfast.
Whoa.
How about that? Dunkin's free donut for veterans in active duty. Got that today. Starbucks free tall, hot brewed coffee for vets. We'll get one of those.
Okay.
And Wendy's free breakfast combo for veterans and active duty military today. So there's just a few of the big guys doing some perks for you.
That's great.
Sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
Denny's sounds good. Okay, be fun. Is there a Denny's nearby?
Not me.
Yeah, me either.
I think maybe,
dang.
Gotta go far for a Denny's.
Might be worth the trip. Okay, we lost another legend yesterday, Tommy Heinsohn.
Yeah.
86 years old, Celtic legend and evident in every way. So we'll pay tribute to Tommy coming up next. He was just awesome. Great player, great coach, great announcer. He had the trifecta. And by all accounts, a great guy.
Painter, too.
Brian Bell, did he? Brian had a run-in with him, didn't you, Brian?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Talk about that coming up next. Tommy Heinsohn.
That's hustle. That's two Tommy points right there.
And I'm a very fortunate guy that has always been involved with things I like to do. That's the fun of it.
Boy, this is fun.
It's the game.
This is fun.
The game.
This is Boston. This is our crowd.
Come on, call a bell.
It's absolutely bogus.
Oh, get out of here. How about that? That's a Tommy point.
That's a Tommy point. They don't make them like that anymore. Tommy Heinsohn died yesterday. I guess we got the news. 86 years old. Celtics legend, from player to coach to broadcaster to all-around great guy. Big Tommy, born in Jersey City, New Jersey. 6'7".
What?
He's a big man.
Wow.
Big man. Went to Holy Cross. He was a draft pick by the Celtics in 1956. He was the Rookie of the Year following year. Yep. He got Coach of the Year. Just an amazing life. So we salute Tommy. Brian, you know, you've met him a few times, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting about Tommy because, I mean, the Celtics have been around for 74 years, mm-hmm. and he was involved in 65 of those years, basically.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's like...
the whole life.
He's been involved with all 17 championships. He won 8 as a player out of his 9 years playing.
Yeah.
8 championships in 9 years.
Think about that.
He won 2 as a coach.
Yeah.
And then 7 as a broadcaster.
Right.
And he was still, you know, this season he'd pop in every once in a while on the games. And I think that it's a cool thing because having a link to a guy like that.
Right.
Who's founded, you know, the Players Association. He's done so much. He's just such a Celtic.
Yeah.
I was glad, like, my son, who's a basketball fan, got to see him.
Yeah, now, did you meet him?
Him a couple times and like,
at a bar?
It was a Comcast event, like, preseason thing.
Okay.
And he's sitting at the bar, and I just went, hey, Mr. Heinsohn, how you doing? And sit down there, talk to him. And he's just, like, larger than life guy.
Literally larger.
He really was.
And he's huge, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just a giant guy, but you know, he's a painter, he's a Renaissance man,
he's
just
a painter,
a
right?
Very
I didn't
talented
know that.
Painter.
Yeah.
Yes. Really, like what would he paint?
Like portraits and things like that.
Portraits, those are very difficult.
Well, he was good. I saw it on Channel 5 last night.
That.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that's actually good.
Yeah. And he was just a neat guy and just loved basketball and loved the Celtics, and he was just always there.
Yeah.
He was great. Like, personally, like, my great uncle was the first reporter to cover the Celtics in Boston.
Is that right?
And he wrote for the Herald and the Traveler back in the day. And I said to Tommy, I said, hey, my uncle used to, you know, Joe Looney. You ever hear of Joe?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I know Joe. And he
tells
me stories about my great uncle. And it was a cool
Joe
link
Looney.
To the past.
Wow.
It was really neat.
That is cool.
Great guy. He's going to be missed.
He is. 86 is a good run.
Yeah.
That's a good run. Mm-hmm. You know, so he had a great life. I'm sure he had no regrets, Tommy.
I bet you not.
Not one, anyway.
Speaking of regrets.
Life well lived.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming up in Dirty Laundry. You won't believe how many hours we've spent watching Adam Sandler movies on Netflix. I'm just going to give you that. And you're going to have to reevaluate your life.
I think
more
we
than
should.
It should be.
We should.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Well, I'm going to tell you how many hours we've watched Adam Sandler movies on Netflix. But first, this reminded me, we just played The Cars.
One of my favorites of all time.
Right. And I have some news about Rick Ocasek and his sons. I had no idea about this. I didn't know a lot about Rick.
Rick.
And his
very private life. But
yeah, well, I know why. He didn't want to let everyone know that he's kind of a jerk.
Uh-oh.
Ready? And I'm not the one who said it. Uh-oh. I am simply reporting the news. Rick Ocasek's oldest son, Chris, has branded his late father a narcissist who was never present. Jeez. On the anniversary of his dad's death on September 15th. Chris went public with his feelings about his father when he captioned an Instagram photo of himself with Rick and his brother Adam. you don't exist, we didn't either. And then, like, the hashtags were, like, absent father, like, you know, abandoned, blah, blah, blah. Mm. So Chris is 56. He's a video game lead artist, and he's the product of Rick's first marriage to Constance Campbell in 71. Rick divorced Campbell when she was 6 months pregnant with their second child. And in the same year, married his second wife, Suzanne.
Same year, okay.
And he and Suzanne went on to have two sons.
Two sons. That's
and
four.
And so then, in 1984, mm-hmm. Rick, who was then 40, met 18-year-old Paulina Porizkova.
Porizkova. Yeah, Porizkova.
I'm going to hurt myself.
Yeah.
And then he ditched the second wife and wed her. And then they had two sons, Jonathan and Oliver.
So she had he had three wives.
Two sons.
From each wife.
From each wife.
Wow.
And abandoned them all because in the end, he left Paulina out of his will because he said that she abandoned him.
Jeez.
And that the Chris basically said, my father in essence died the day I was born. He was never present. He was never there. Even when he was never there. And that's the abandonment I'm referring to.
Not in the will either, right?
Not in the will.
Dang.
They were the only sons to be left out of their father's will. I think he might have been a nasty human being.
Rick?
Yeah.
It was sounds like if your kids say you're egotistical and narcissistic.
Yeah,
that's,
and
that's
left everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. He did. Judgy though.
No,
I'm a super judgy
lady.
Judgy
at all.
Okay. How many hours have we watched of Adam Sandler's movies on Netflix?
Do we want to know?
So you don't, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Yeah.
2 billion with a B. Billion hours watching Adam Sandler content.
That's a lot of Hubie
we
Halloween.
We are a dumber nation for it.
Wow. That was the number one movie.
Yeah, Hubie Halloween.
Hubie Halloween.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah,
was it
terrible.
Awful? My kids really enjoyed it, though.
They liked it? Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody did.
I got mixed reviews on that.
Nah.
So really the human race has collectively watched over 2 billion hours of Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I feel like.
Could you imagine
sue Adam Sandler for,
for your time back?
Hey, I want to ask a quick question before I wrap this up.
Back?
It's Veterans Day today, and you know me, and everything revolves around a movie. What is your favorite war movie or veterans movie?
I gotta go, just Private Ryan.
Really,
Saving Private Ryan, because it was probably the most authentic and gritty what real war was about, non heroic.
Yeah,
just true grit.
Brian Bell.
I love Patton.
That's good, too.
Patton's one of my favorites.
You can probably quote Patton.
I like...
You reach down to pile of goo.
Yeah. Not me.
Used to be...
I recommend...
Best friend's face.
The Fighting Sullivans.
That's great. Sad. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, man.
Super sad, but it's such a good movie.
That changed after the Sullivans all died on
spoiler
the same
alert.
Ship.
That was the whole basis for Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah. You couldn't have brothers serving on the same ship. As it goes down, Mrs. Sullivan.
That's what she said. That's the saddest part of the movie when they come to her door.
Yeah.
And she says, all five. I can get choked up thinking about
it. That is sad.
It's
movie.
Sad. Sorry.
Yep.
It's a good movie, though.
Okay.
Wow. Until the end.
Great. Okay. There you have it. $6.50. Yeah, Veterans Day. A lot of deals out there. I know Dunkin's has donuts. Starbucks has coffee. Wendy's got deals. So if you're a vet or know somebody, let them know. Freebies out there for them.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Brian Bell. Hey, do you know, fun fact before we do this, and Brian, you shared this with me, Johnny Gilbert, the announcer for the Jeopardy show.
Yeah.
How old was he?
He's 96.
96?
What?
Yeah.
So, Brian, you got another 50 years.
Oh, great.
Easy.
Good.
Doing this.
I don't know if I'll still be announcing you there, Bob.
Don't think you will. Okay. All right. Kind of sad, right, LBF?
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost upset.
Give or take a few years. All right, let's play Match Wits. You know how it works. It's a direct ripoff to Match Game. But we just can't call it that, so we call it Match Wits with Nitwits. Today, you want to match up with LBF.
Me!
You get to be the
Again?
Nitwit.
Thank you so much.
Always seems to work that way.
Our returning champion.
LBF, write this down in a Sharpie so no one can change it or erase it.
Okay.
The answer to this quiz. Deborah, the divorcee, said, I can't afford to pay you for raking the leaves, but I can give you a nice blank. How about that?
No one should give you a typewriter.
What?
You should not be writing things.
I think it was a collaborative effort.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay.
Really,
all right.
A typewriter?
Between me and my typewriter? Okay. Write down your answer to this, and you can start calling now, 888-410-1057. Deborah, the divorcee, said, I can't afford to pay you for raking the leaves, but I can give you a nice blank. What do you suppose,
what do you suppose Deborah
was offering up?
I don't know, but I don't think we should take any of these calls live on the air.
No, not at all.
Well, you know, it could be a nice gift of some sort. Okay. Phone lines are open. See if you can match wits with nitwits. 888-410-1057. What do you suppose Deborah, the divorcee, was going to give the nice guy for raking her leaves? Okay? That's your answer?
Oh, I got my answer.
All right, here we go. 888-410-1057. 22, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian, and it's time to play.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Brian. All right, you're matching wits with LBF. She's written down her answer to this. Deborah, the divorcee, said, I can't afford to pay you for raking the leaves, but I can give you a nice blank. Well, that's very nice of her. Brian, what do we have for the winner?
We are playing for a $100 Apex Entertainment gift card. Good for food, family, and fun.
About that. Okay, let's go to the phone. Hi, let's see if we can match wits. What's your answer?
I think Deborah wants to give him a pie.
Oh, a pie, LBF.
No, not a pie. Yummy.
Yummy. Thank you. ROR, who's this?
How are you doing?
Good. What's your answer?
Fruitcake.
A fruitcake.
A fruitcake. Wow. No. Does anybody really eat those?
No. All right. ROR, what is your answer?
How about what I would want would be a nice cold beer.
Oh. LBF? Didn't think.
That's a good idea, but no, wasn't thinking that.
That's what a guy wants. All righty.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your answer?
How about a nice butterscotch pudding?
Thank you.
Who doesn't want a butterscotch pudding?
No, that's funny, but LB no.
LB would love one.
Paying attention.
Yeah, I know you are paying attention. She knows my pain.
Yeah. Is that your answer?
That is not my answer.
See, can't be that important. All right. Bye. ROR, what is your answer?
A good back rub.
A nice back rub.
No.
No.
Sure, I'll be honest.
Sorry.
I'm positive.
All right. ROR, what's your answer?
Is it cookie?
A nice cookie. Looky, looky.
All right, Bob. I think now you can make cookie sound so nasty. No, it's not a cookie, Bob.
Not a cookie. Too bad. Hey, thanks for trying.
Thank you. Bye. Okay.
Bye. Yeah, let's...
Oh, boy.
Okay. Not a cookie.
Not a cookie.
Okay. Well, we don't have a match wit yet. We got a $100 Apex gift card up for grabs.
That's great.
LBF's written down her answer to this. Deborah, the divorcee, said, I can't afford to pay you for raking the leaves, but I can give you a nice blank. 888-410-1057. Keep it clean now. Here you go.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Bronson.
Hey, we don't have a match yet.
No.
Here's what we're playing for. A $100 Apex Entertainment gift card. Just match Nitwits with LBF.
Match Wits with Nitwits. That's me. I'm a Nitwit.
Today it's LBF. Deborah, the divorcee, said, I can't afford to pay you for raking the leaves, but I can give you a nice blank. A nice blank. All right, what do you say?
A nice cold glass of lemonade.
Nice cold glass of lemonade.
Thirst quenching? Yet no.
No, not it. Okay. We're going to have to give a hint pretty soon.
Yeah, we are.
ROR, what's your answer?
Home cooked dinner.
You're close. There's definitely something in the cooked, I think.
Yes.
All right. Stay tuned. ROR, who's this?
Jim.
Jim, what's your answer?
Nice bush.
No, it's he.
Sorry, what?
George. George. Nice George bush.
A shrubbery?
Shrubbery.
Nice shrub.
Shrubbery. You guys are animals.
Thanks. Okay, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Yeah. This is Karen. I was going to answer that question.
Sure. Yeah.
A bag to put the leaves in. Nice bag to put the leaves in.
Oh, nice bag.
Yeah. Oh, that's almost helping.
Wouldn't that be nice?
No.
Divorce Deborah to help out any way she could, I guess, but that's not it.
It was worth a shot.
No, why not?
I know, right?
All right. ROR, who's this? Yeah.
Mary.
Mary, what's your answer, Mary?
I want to say cream pie.
Oh, cream pie. No. All right, we'll just say, you know, that's not a bad gift. It's in the baked variety.
Yeah, okay. It's in the baked variety.
Okay, thanks, Mary. That. Bye-bye. All right, so you're saying it's a baked good?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. So she's
when in doubt, all my answers are baked goods. I'm hungry.
Deborah's in the kitchen baking up. Hey, Roy, what do you say?
I said it was a meatball sub.
Meatball sub. Well, boy.
Yeah, because you know that's nice on brand for me.
Yeah, but more, no, it's more of a baked good. Okay, 888-410-1057. That should help out. While he's raking the leaves, she's in the kitchen baking some nice stuff. What is it? 888-410-1057.
Oh, what's coming up in Dirt Laundry?
What do you want to do there?
Well, I'm going to tell you how many hours we have spent watching Adam Sandler movies on Netflix, and you're going to be so ashamed
too
that
many.
You're going to go to church.
Too many.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
How much Adam Sandler is too much Adam Sandler? I think Adam Sandler is sort of like, you sprinkle him on, but not to the rest of the world. You won't believe how many hours we've spent watching Adam Sandler movies on Netflix, and I'm going to tell you in 1 second.
Mm.
Before I get to that, let's get to the family trouble in Rick Ocasek. Ocasek, right?
Ocasek.
Ocasek.
Yeah, the cars.
So his oldest son, and I didn't know this about Rick Ocasek, he had six sons in total with three different women.
Mm.
His first marriage had two sons, his second marriage had two sons, and his third marriage
had two
sons.
Isn't that weird? What are the odds?
It's also terrible because what happened was his first sons, his wife was pregnant in 1971 with her second child, her name was Campbell. Constance Campbell, he left her for another woman, then married Suzanne. And then they went on to have two sons. And then he left her for Paulina Porizkova.
Porizkova, yeah.
Nice.
Supermodel.
Supermodel.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened.
I guess she was in a video with him, right?
Yeah, it was 1984. Picture it, 1984. The 40-year-old singer meets an 18-year-old supermodel. And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the relationship that confused the world.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it did. Other than they were both tall and skinny.
And now they got married, and then they had two sons. Well, Chris,
tall,
the oldest
kids
of them all, who really looks like his dad, actually, posted on the anniversary of his dad's death a photo of his father and the two brothers and said, "You don't exist. We didn't either." And then he went on to sort of have these hashtags about abandonment, you never loved us, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what is this?
Not a great dad.
Not a great dad. Apparently, he just abandoned them, and he never really reached out to them. I mean, they saw each other once a year, but he said, my father, in essence, died the day I was born. He was never present. He was never there. Even when he was never there, and that's the abandonment I'm referring to. And the thing is that Rick Ocasek left Paulina, his last wife, out of the will.
Yeah.
He left his first two sons out of the will. And I'm just thinking that maybe Rick wasn't a great guy.
Yeah, boy.
Good singer, good musician.
Good,
but not a super good guy.
A lot of narcissism there. That's what they're saying, egotistical. And I read it after you mentioned it, that he didn't really get in touch with kids till he became famous, almost to kind of like, hey, kids, I'm famous.
Now look at me
yeah,
now.
Now look at me now.
What do you think of Dad?
Yeah, right?
Well, I'd be like,
you're not getting anything in the will either.
Not much.
Did he really think a kid would care about that?
Well, your dad's a rock star.
Yeah, but
I'm on
if
MTV.
It doesn't matter if he didn't pay attention to you, he didn't pay attention to you.
Nope.
So.
Agreed. What else?
All right. You want to feel worse?
Yeah.
Guess how many hours we've spent watching Adam Sandler movies on Netflix.
Billions
guess.
Billions.
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 2 billion hours.
Yeah.
Wow. His latest, Hubie Halloween, is not good.
Not good, Brian?
Oh, my God. We've watched it. I've contributed to quite a few of those hours with Hubie Halloween.
What do you think the worst Adam Sandler movie is?
The one where he plays the devil's kid there.
I never saw that one.
That's probably one of the worst.
The worst. Not the one where he is a woman in a, like he plays his own sister or something. It was another one.
50 First Dates is kind of, that gets
old.
Oh,
no, I love that.
Isn't that?
That's my favorite.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
But they're not all Happy Gilmore. I mean, Happy Gilmore's.
Yeah.
You know,
is that the best?
That's one of the best.
That's one of the best, too. I agree. The thing with Adams, you know what you're going to get.
Little Nicky. Really awful.
You know what you're going to get with Adam Sandler.
So if you spent time doing that, go to church. You should be ashamed
of yourself. Well, you know. He's a good guy up there in Manchester.
Oh, sure.
You know,
but he makes terrible movies.
Not all,
but he makes a ton doing it.
I know.
It's good for you.
Every other movie's pretty good.
It's time to play Match Wits with Nitwits. Here's your host, Bob Brunson.
Hey, now.
Overtime.
Yeah, like we are in OT. Here is the phrase we're trying to match wits with. Deborah, the divorcee, said, I can't afford to pay you for raking the leaves, but I can give you a nice blank. Assume when he's done. Yeah. Earned it.
Okay.
He earned it.
Can we just read the phrase, Bob? Don't editorialize.
That's true. That's true. You have the phrase written down, LBF.
Yeah,
your
I have
answer?
The answer, yes.
All right, let's see if we can get a match wits with Nitwits. Hi, what do you say?
A meat pie.
Meat pie.
We know you. Is that it, LBF?
That's not it.
ROR, what do you say?
How about an apple cider donut?
Oh, God.
That's a good idea, but no, not.
She's talented, that one.
Yeah. Mm. Getting very hungry.
Yeah. I know.
ROR, what do you say?
How about a nice cheesecake.
Mm. Oh, nice cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Nope.
No cheesecake.
Okay. ROR, what do you say?
Is it a cupcake?
It's close to a cupcake. Is it close to a cupcake?
It's close to a cupcake.
Okay.
ROR, what do you say?
Homemade Toll House cookies.
Oh,
no, not a cookie of any kind.
Dang.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Sorry. ROR, good morning. Come on, bring it home. What is it?
Honey buns.
Honey buns. Would have been a good answer, is it?
That's a great answer, but no. God, I'm not.
No,
that's,
okay.
No, I get
I'm
that.
Sorry.
That would have been a great answer.
It really would have been. All these answers are good.
ROR, what's the answer?
I'm going to say a nice warm muffin.
Yes! Yes! A nice warm muffin!
Muffin. Who doesn't love a nice warm muffin, right?
You're not bluffing.
Oh, my God.
Not bluffing.
This guy must be related to you, Bob.
Everybody likes a warm muffin. Okay, congratulations. What's your name?
My name is Paul.
Paul, here's what you won.
A $100 Apex Entertainment gift card, good for food, family, and fun at Apex Entertainment.
There you go, Paul. It's fun. Get that monster
that
pretzel.
Awesome.
I don't know if they have any muffins there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to see if they got a muffin there. They may change their menu.
I wanted to shower after talking muffin, but now I do.
Okay. All right, Paul. You got it. Paul, hang on,
thank
okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for listening, Paul. We appreciate you, okay? Hang on.
Always.
What a good guy. Yeah, he knew it.
Muffin. We knew it, all right.
Yep.
You and Paul, thinking alike, LBF.
Yeah, how about that? Nice, warm muffin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. You know, you're raking. It's a cool autumn day.
I need to reevaluate my life.
Why would you do that? It doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's play Super Smart in 60 seconds at 8:10.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's say good morning to our player, Scott from Auburndale. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good. First question. Do you want to rock and roll all night and party every day?
The party every day part, yeah. The rock and roll all night might be getting a little old.
I know, you get a little old for it. Yeah, it's kind of hard. Maybe not every day. Maybe not every day.
Maybe on Saturday.
Yeah, okay. There it is. Let's play Super Smart. Scott, first, though, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I live in Newton. I've got a 8-year-old and 5-year-old kids that are home way too much right now and driving the 13-year-old dog and myself and my wife a little crazy these days. We're all trying to figure this stuff out.
Yep. Even the dogs. Yeah, like, what is, like,
why are you people still here?
Leaving? That's great, Scott. I like his honesty. Scott, we're going to play Super Smart. Give you a chance for $1,000 if you get all 10 of these LBF questions correct, okay? And
excellent. Sounds great.
You know, if you have, if you're not sure, say pass. If we have time on the clock, we'll get right back to it. Here we go.
What is 7 times 7?
49.
What rock musician got his stage name from the yellow and black jerseys he used to wear?
The pass.
Eczema affects which part of the body?
Skin.
What fruit comes in navel and blood variety?
Oranges.
What's the capital of Portugal?
Lisbon.
What baseball player is Santiago's hero in The Old Man and the Sea?
Oh, Joe DiMaggio.
In what movie does Bruce Willis play a ghost?
Sixth Sense.
From what language did English borrow the word cookie?
German.
What does the abbreviation YMCA stand for?
Young Men's Christian Association.
And what rock musician got his stage name from the yellow and black jerseys he used to wear?
Oh, jeez.
Police.
Oh, Sting.
Sting.
Oh, man.
But wait a minute.
That stings.
That does sting because he was...
You were rolling.
Yeah, rolling.
Scott, you got 8.
Yeah.
Out of 10, my man. That's a good show right there. 8 out of 10. Good show.
Oh. Yep. Yeah, I know. So close. Well, Sting, you know that now. And from what language did the English borrow the word cookie? Dutch.
Oh. You know the Dutch oven?
All right, Bob.
Well, wouldn't that make sense?
Bronson.
No?
I love a good Dutch oven.
Well, yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I am in middle school, and I am
great for roasting vegetables.
Okay.
Anyway, Scott, sorry.
I'm sorry, Scott. I'm sorry for everything.
Scott, you did great.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you did great.
10, you got a... Hey, a great parting gift for you. You sound like you and the wife might need a little night out. How about a $50
always
on deck burger gift card, a burger bar gift card? That is right there in Encore Boston, okay?
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And thank you for playing. 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Tell the dogs it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell the kids hi.
Thanks for playing.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Okay. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Encore Boston Harbor, open daily from noon till 9. Gourmet burgers, classic American sports bar favorites all come together. You can watch the games there. Okay.
Oh, fun.
Reservations can be made at visiting EncoreBostonHarbor.com. Okay.
As long as the game's over by 9:30.
That's right. And they blow the whistle. Everybody out. Okay, if you want to play Super Smart 60 Seconds.
You just go to WROR.com, and while you're there, you can play the multiple choice game.
You can.
It's so fun.
Good sell. Good
Thanks.
Sell, LBF. I'm all in.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, LBF, what do you have that's cool?
Cool news for late night snackers.
It is good news.
Yeah.
It's going to change your life.
It's going to change your life.
It really could. Okay, Brian.
Why were there tiny little Christmas trees planted in the road in North Attleboro? We found the guy. We know why.
It's great. And today's Veterans Day, so we, you know, we honor all of our veterans, don't we?
We do. Yes, we do. I'm paying attention.
So I got some good perks for vets out there.
Okay.
A lot of places are offering some freebies and some good offers. So we'll tell you what those are coming up.
Okay. Great news for late night snackers. You know, you're always like, if you snack at night, you're going to gain weight. If you snack at night, you're going to gain weight. Mm-hmm. You can tell those people to shut it.
Is that right?
Pass me a piece of cake.
Hey, all right.
New research finds that cutting off food consumption earlier in the day doesn't boost weight loss. The participants were able to lose weight and lower blood pressure by eating healthy meals over 12 weeks, regardless of what time they ate. So there's a little bit of an asterisk there. But
because they were eating healthy
good food.
Yeah, so
but the point is, so and I'm going to concentrate on concentrate on this stuff.
Yeah,
that it's not about the timing at all. It's about what you eat.
Okay.
So instead of like, oh, I stop eating at 5. Well, if you're eating, you know, burgers all day, it doesn't matter. But
right, it's
but
the healthy
carrots at
stuff.
Night.
But you can have a healthy snack at night, right?
Yeah. If you want to gain weight, you can
say
have
you
an unhealthy snack.
Say you wanted butterscotch pudding.
Whip
it up.
And you're like, oh yeah, and whip it up, and then maybe you'd bring it to a colleague and say, well, you can enjoy this tomorrow night, but no. Not
you're
Bob
almost
Rose
up, Bob. You're almost up. Butterscotch pudding.
Just pull back. Pull the scab a little bit.
Yeah, just a little.
We'll explain that.
The pudding
up.
Skin.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Jeez. Great pudding controversy.
There was no skin. It was really delicious.
Anyway.
Okay, Brian.
All right. So North Attleboro Police, earlier this week, they posted pictures of these little Christmas trees that had been planted in potholes. Why would someone do this? Well, this is Kevin Martin. He's the guy who did it. Here's why.
Ended up with 4 flat tires and had to leave the car there. I just, you know, I kind of was fed up. I needed to make sure that it got fixed one way or another. I know I'm not the only person that has gotten flat tires from that area.
Yeah, so Kevin was fed up. 4 flat tires on his car from these potholes. They were on Route 1 near Allen Avenue in North Attleboro, so he finally said, forget it. I'm going to... He went to the depot. They had some Christmas trees on sale, little tiny ones. He planted them. The DPW does not recommend doing this, but they are, he believes, repairing the potholes now.
Good.
How about that?
So there you go. Put a bow on it.
That's how you got attention there.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he didn't just fill it with dirt. He put some Christmas trees there to, just in case you miss it. Veterans Day today. It was on this, 1918, the 11th month. The 11th day, the 11th hour, armistice was signed, ending World War I.
The Treaty of Versailles, right?
Well, that came after, but yeah, that's how it ended.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very good, though.
Thank you.
Check it out. Wow. Okay. So here are some offers and deals for veterans today. Buffalo Wild Wings, 10 free boneless wings and fries. Denny's offering all active and active personnel build your own Grand Slam breakfast.
Nice.
Well, Denny's. Dunkin', free donut for vets. Einstein Bagels, free hot or iced medium coffee. For that, no verification needed. But don't you.
No stolen valor
there.
No, that's not.
Just that is low. Qdoba, is that how you say it? Qdoba?
I think, but Qdoba. You know me, I can't pronounce anything.
Yep, 50% off an entree. Starbucks, free tall, hot brewed coffee for vets. That. Wendy's, free breakfast combo. That's a pretty good deal for this morning. And we just got an email from Dave Thompson from Fuddruckers. He says, they just want to let you guys know, Fuddruckers in Reading and Saugus are offering free lunch to active and retired military from 11 to 4.
Wow.
They can have lunch on Fudd's up to $15.
That's terrific.
Hell,
Bob, where are you
Reading,
going
that's
first?
Right near you there, Bob.
I think I'm
Navy
going.
Navy man, you.
I think I will.
Where are you going to go, next? First, next, last?
Well, I could get the donut at Dunkin', stop at Starbucks, get the hots. And then I go get lunch at Fuddruckers.
Okay, I want that? You...
Maybe hit a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
By the way,
I want you to take advantage of this day.
Yeah, not that I would.
No.
No, not you, Bob.
Retired petty officer. this one.
Yeah, you are a little petty sometimes. Oh, yeah.
I haven't retired from being petty, though, have I? No, very active at being petty. So, anyway, enjoy that, guys. 8:34. We lost a great one yesterday, Tommy Heinsohn. We got some fun Tommy facts for you coming up, okay?
That's hustle. That's two Tommy points right there.
And I'm a very fortunate guy that has always been involved with things I like to do. That's the fun of it.
Boy, this is fun.
The game.
This is fun.
The game.
This is Boston. This is our crowd.
Come on, call a foul.
Absolutely bogus.
Oh, get out of here. How about that? That's a Tommy point.
Yeah, that's it. Tommy Heinsohn.
Tommy point.
So we heard yesterday he had passed at the age of 86. Celtics legend, Boston legend. So he was born in Jersey City, New Jersey. Jersey guy, but he went to Holy Cross, and then I guess he never went back to Jersey after that. He was drafted by the Celtics, and he was a Rookie of the Year, right? Won how many championships?
You know, he played for 9 seasons, and he won 8 championships. And
wow.
Then he won 2 as a coach.
Yeah.
And he was involved in the other 7 championships as a broadcaster. He's the only player to be involved in all 17 Celtics championships.
Amazing. Amazing.
Wow. And you always knew what he was thinking.
Right. And he was great at everything he did. I mean, as far as, you know, basketball. Well, I mean, I don't know.
He was a painter.
And a painter.
Yes.
Whatever Tommy wanted to do, he could do it.
That's pretty good. And a Renaissance man.
So what kind of... And he did painting...
Portraits.
A portrait man.
All sorts of stuff. He did a landscape. I saw Mike Gorman on NBCSN talking about him last night and how when they'd travel for road games... I mean, they sat together for 36 years doing games. And Tommy would always have his painting kit with him. Like, that's if funny. They had downtime, they'd go walk through the park and set up an easel and
paint
something. Yeah,
that's amazing.
It was funny. They had talked to Tommy in April about, you know, getting all locked in and everything. He said, you know, I've been training for this. I can sit and just entertain myself. I can
just paint.
Just paint. Just be by myself. He was a...
He's great. He's such a great broadcaster. So everything he did, like you said, he just
was successful.
Right? Was a player. And then in 1969, Bill Russell retired from coaching, and Red tapped him to be the coach, and he ended up being the coach of the year 3 years later.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the only guys who's in the Basketball Hall of Fame as a player and a coach.
Yeah, and probably as a broadcaster at some point.
Really.
So they don't make him like Tommy anymore. Just a great homer, but you got to love it. Right?
Always have Tommy points. He always awarded the Tommy points for hustle.
Oh, I love a hustle.
Hustle play. You know who had the most Tommy points of any player? Paul Pierce.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, that's right. I like it. That's fun.
A lot of guys were tweeting yesterday. A lot of former players were tweeting. It was a great loss. So he meant a lot to them. And that says a lot about his character. The players of today still
like
Tom Heinsohn.
They loved him.
Anyway, 86 years old. As I say, that's a good run. 86.
Yeah.
It's a bargain, right? Okay, it's 8:42. Don't forget, we are commercial-free for 3 hours. That starts at 9:10 during your 9 to 5 no-repeat workday. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. That's Phil Collins. Boy.
Phil.
You ran Phil through the dirty laundry bin yesterday. Good grief.
I know.
Poor Phil. In case you missed it, I guess his ex... who is squatting at one of his houses.
Won't leave.
Says, oh, yeah, well, he stinks.
Yeah, he smells like beef
judge.
And cheese.
And worse.
Yeah, worse. She's really... But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm beginning to think that she might be lying.
I think she's lying.
I mean,
she was just running him through the muck.
Things I've said about my exes. You know.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. You get angry.
Yeah, you get angry. And you're not even squatting at one of their houses. So there you go. Anywho. Want to take a last call here?
Sure.
I think it's our friend Trish. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. It's Trish with Tad's Joke of the Day.
All right. Trish, let's hear it.
All right. How did the cat make an omelet?
How did a cat make an omelet?
Boy, I don't know. How did a cat make an omelet?
Yeah, it seems a little unusual, but okay. How?
It's simple if you think about it. He used his whiskers.
Oh,
see, his whiskers to whisk the eggs.
Good one.
That's good.
Oh, boy.
Love a dad joke.
Especially hers.
Thanks, Trish.
All right, see you later.
For the record, those are Trish's dad's jokes.
Yeah.
Her dad actually tells her jokes.
Yeah, I like them.
But you like those dad jokes?
Those dad jokes good. Are fun.
Good to know.
Maybe he could tell you a couple, Bob. Yeah.
I like a good dad joke. I'm not above stealing one. But you know, like I say, if you steal it from me, you've stolen it twice. So that's 8:55. Let's go commercial free. Coming up for 3 hours at 9:15.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.